Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron. Really?
Hey.
Asshole. We're on the second issue of this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles story arc. If you want to check out our first cover or our previous coverage, check out our last episode.
So we get into they're in the living room of their sewer hideout, and Leonardo's trying to read a book. Donatello's trying to work on some electronic stuff, and Raphael and Michelangelo are just fighting through, like,
sparring.
Yeah, but right in the middle of the fucking living room.
Sparring.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious if they have just, like, two rooms, just the living room and
a bedroom,
like a bedroom area.
Opposed to, like, how it looked big
in the show,
yeah.
Cartoon, and then even the movie. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I think in the movie they had literally a bunch of different, like, sections of a conjoining pipe section or something.
Yeah. But anyway, so they're watching the news and there's a Dr. Baxter Stockman on TV talking about how he's going to solve the rodent problem with these mousers, which are tiny little robots. They're, you know,
they're about
knee height, I'd say.
Small, not terrier. They look like a small dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is Gary? Because they're about that size, I'd say.
He is a he is Brussels Terrier mix. Yeah,
there you go. So. But they're about terrier-sized, and it shows them going through this maze and just, well, chomping and killing these poor little innocent sweet rats.
Okay, I feel like, I think, what did Baxter say? That they're basically keyed into, like, mouse DNA or something.
Yeah, they pick up their scent.
Yeah, there we go.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, and then they follow them there.
So, and it's supposed to solve the rat problem of New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, while this is going on, and Michelangelo and Raphael are destroying everything, like the bookshelves, the furniture, all that shit,
the TV
they're watching it, they're like, I don't think these things are gonna be a good thing, and Splinter's like, well, I guess, you know, we'll have to keep an eye on it and find out. While this is going on, we go to Baxter Stockman's lab.
Several weeks later, many rats are caught in Stockman's mousers, but we get introduced to
April O'Neil, who is not a reporter.
Correct. And then, yeah, purple costume.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. I've got the color guy's version, like I said.
Yeah. So April O'Neil is actually Baxter Stockman's assistant.
Yep.
She helped him program the Mousers and help, you know, with running their programs or whatever. She's talking about how the banks and stuff have been getting broken into in these tiny little tunnels that nothing could fit into. And Stockman's like, huh, that's weird. I wonder how that happened. Psych, it's me. Why don't you come with me and I'll show you my master plan.
I like how he's trying to dissuade her, like, oh, I have no idea what's going on, except for the fact that I'm the one doing it.
And he doesn't say that yet. He's like, come with me. And then so they get in this elevator and they go to this, he pulls out this special key card and they go to this secret laboratory. And she's like, how did you get all these? Because he's got these, like, thousands of mousers.
Let's see, more than 200.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And she's like,
and still more to come as we speak.
Yeah. And she's like, well, how'd you do this? And he's like, well, it was me that robbed the banks. And she's like, dude, I ain't down with that. And he's like, but okay, well, they can just eat you too then.
Yeah.
And so she tries to run away in the elevator, but she doesn't have the key. He drops the bottom out of the elevator and drops her into the sewers.
Yeah.
And she runs away. And while she's running away, he's got naked pictures of her on his computer.
Basically puts the mouses on her trail. Percent.
Yeah. And, like, you get the evil, you know, chuckle thing, and they're chasing after her. Well, she just so happens to, luckily, ironically, and whatever, run into... Bum, 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 bum.
Turtles.
Flip the page. The Ninja Turtles, who save her from the mousers.
Yep, she passes out, and then later on, she wakes up in the base, their home, whatever.
And is confronted by, you know, Splinter, who explains, thankfully we don't get a rehashing of the story.
Yeah, I like that he tells a story, and then there's a panel that says...
1 hour later.
Well, there's a panel that says, for the origin story of Splinter and Turtles, see issue one. It's like, thank you for that.
Exactly.
Even just a quick rundown would have been like too much.
Rundown.
I know.
But we get this shadowy figure on TV who, how they don't know it's Baxter.
He's wearing the same fucking suit.
Well, and he's literally saying that, you know, he's going to undermine the city, basically, you know?
Well, yes, but if they don't realize that the Mouser robots have been turned to do that.
Yeah. He tells him, he's like, you know, I'm going to destroy this building at X time, and if you don't pay me by this, more buildings will fall.
Oh, and I mean, it's already 15 minutes past. I guess this guy was a joke. Ha ha ha.
I have to give him credit, though. At least he's going after big businesses and not the people. Like, I will give him mad props. He's like, there's all these businesses that are making millions and millions of dollars, and I'm going to get my cut. He is actually doing exactly what they tell us to do. He has come up with his own idea to make money.
Yes. He stole money to do that.
Right, but I mean, that's what they do.
Okay, we're not getting political.
Ha, too late, motherfucker.
I know. I do like, though, that the building he had, because the video that they showed was released the day before, and so, precaution, emptied the building out. And then the reporter is like, well, this is the day and this is the time that's going to happen, but it didn't happen because it's already been 15 minutes. Well, I guess we're just going to sign off. Wait, what's that behind me?
And then the whole thing falls. It's great.
Yeah.
And horrible.
Yep.
So, but April, you know, it's like, oh my God, it's Baxter. I know it's Baxter. The neutrals are like, hey, it's okay. We'll go take care of it. They, you know, go through the way that April got it out of the lab, into the lab, and they show up, and Baxter sets all the, he's already had them programmed, and he sets this like non-changeable program for them to go destroy all the buildings that he was supposed to get money from.
So what it is he's got everything programmed, but he flips a switch to bring them all back to destroy the building and all of
that's what it was, material. Yeah. Destroy all the evidence.
Yep.
And everybody in here included, and which includes himself, which sure. Apparently everybody's suicidal in this.
Yes, you're right.
Except for Shredder.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
But, they knock him out. And then April's like, oh, maybe me and Donatello can figure this out. And while that's going on, Michelangelo's trying to open up the elevator door, which doesn't work. Once he finally gets it open, it's full of rubble because part of his plan was to collapse the tunnel so that nobody could escape.
Yep.
I mean, good
it's
for
a good
him.
Plan. Like yeah, he thought this through.
Yeah. And then, while Raphael... Donatello and April are trying to figure out how to...
We're going to say Raphael a lot.
Yeah, we are. while Donnie and April are trying to figure out how to stop the program of the Mousers, the other turtles go to basically fight them off as they get here.
Yeah, they go...
They set explosives.
The only passageway to that, where they're at, they layer with explosives to, you know, stop... Slow them down. Because they're literally things that can eat through concrete and rubble.
They eat through everything. Yeah, which... in the trial for the Mousers, I wanted to bring this up. They eat like 4 or 5 mice, and then they're done.
Yeah.
So these things would have to like eat through X amount of rubble, and then the next one would have to go through to eat X amount of rubble, and then they wouldn't be able to eat anything.
But that was pre-programmed. Those were pre-programmed to just get, because I think it was just the one, to get all the mice in that maze. Oh, so once they got all the mice, it shut down. These are programmed to eat everything,
but they still would only have X amount of room to eat through it.
Yes.
So then they have to like go somewhere and what divulge this. I mean,
maybe.
Anyways, regardless, they start chewing through the rubble. So the turtles are fighting them off. April and Donatello figured out that the only way that they're going to be able to shut them down is to shut off all the power.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that Baxter has the system set up, the last thing to go is the controls.
Yep.
The mother control for the Mousers.
Dude's fucking smart.
I mean, yeah. And I also love how well they set up the storyline for it, because it wasn't just like, you know, oh, well, it's going to be this way because that's just the way it is. Like,
yeah.
Baxter specifically set everything up to do this. So they, you know, the three turtles that weren't there, you know, go back to the thing. They're like, hey, they're gaining on us. Close the door. You know, let's try to hold them off. The Mousers start chewing through all the walls, and then the power finally shuts down, and they're still fighting them in the dark for a little bit.
Yeah, for a hot second.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, I guess it worked.
Yay!
And That's the end of it with April probably going to pass out again.
Oh, guaranteed. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.